For iFilm Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 65th Berlin International Film Festival. This is an extract from the Berlinale Talent Masterclass entitled Scoring Goals, Howard Shore. In this extract, Howard Shore, the legendary music composer behind such memorable scores as the ones in Cronenberg's Crash, Scorsese's Hugo, and of course the Lord of the Rings trilogy, talks about how he picks his projects and reveals some of his methods of work.
Well, I think it changes over the years. Sometimes I would accept things. I mean, during the 90s, I was doing so many films, and I was doing everything. I mean, in 1986, I did After Hours, The Fly, and Big. They all came out the same year. And so after that period, that 1 year, I was offered a lot of different films, and so I tried a lot of different things, just for the fun of trying it. It's like Mrs. Doubtfire wasn't a film that I had a real connection to, but I thought, oh, this is
a fun school
comedy.
Yeah, it's a fun school.
And it's Robin Williams. So I thought I would try that. I recorded it in Hollywood. I recorded Big in Hollywood at Fox Studios. So I was interested in the recording studio, and I was interested in working in different locations. Mm. Like sometimes I would record in Los Angeles really to match the sound of the film. Mm-hmm. In the same way I would record Aviator was recorded in Leuven in Belgium to capture an older sound of Hollywood. So I was interested in the location and the orchestra to create the sound. So the score is like Mrs. Doubtfire and Big, all done in Hollywood to capture that sound. So I would choose things sometimes just for the challenge. Mm-hmm. What would that be like to write that? And that sort of took me through the 90s. And then once I got to, around the turn of the century and Lord of the Rings, I started to become more selective with my time and the energy I had. I was writing more concert music. I became interested in different things. I wrote an opera. I've written, piano, cello, concerto. So I became interested in other forms of music as well as film music. So became more selective, I think.
Well, I like to read a lot, so I do a lot of research on the projects that I work on, and I've done a lot of literary adaptations like Crash and Naked Lunch, Looking for Richard, all the Tolkien. Yeah, all of those scores are all literary adaptations from a classic book. So I do a lot of research. I write a lot based on the story, the ideas inherent in the script or the book. And I've worked that way, for maybe the last 15 years or 20 years, where I'll write a body of music just based on the story. It doesn't have to do with the film specifically or the scenes in the film, but I collect a body of work. I did that on Naked Lunch. Dead Ringers was done that way as well. I would watch the film once and then write this piece, a suite, if you will, sometimes 40, 50 minutes of music for the film. And I would try to capture all the themes and the motifs that I would use in the score. Then I would sit with the director, figure out where those pieces of music or I would spot the film with the director, and we just talk about the themes and where the music would be used in the film. And then I would take what I had composed. I write in pencil, so they were all pencil sketches, and then I would place them into the film specifically, and I would orchestrate them. I've done a lot of my own orchestration over the years, but I would orchestrate them specifically for the scenes in the film, and then I would take that to the podium or the recording studio and produce the recordings.
To listen to the full panel discussion, other panel discussions from the 65th Berlinale and other film festivals and markets around the world, check out our Fred Extra channel. Thanks very much for listening, and stay tuned to Fred Film Radio, the festival insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.